gospel, will you? Please.
Oh. Pat was saying was, before I close, would I say something about the Gospel Coalition? Well, I'm always happy to do advertising.
If you want to know more about the Gospel Coalition, the easiest way to find out about it briefly is to go to thegospelcoalition.org. Don't forget the. If you just look up Gospel Coalition, you will find another organization with which, mercifully, we are not connected. It's thegospelcoalition.org. And it started with a walk in Manhattan. Tim Keller and I have been developing friendship over the years. We worked on a book on worship together a number of years ago. And I was in Princeton 10 days before the towers came down and took a fast train into New York City to spend time with him. Any excuse will do. We fire off each other, you know, we tend to spark each other. So we went for a walk in Manhattan with him and two or three of his staff people, stopped at a sidewalk restaurant, and we were asking the question, what would it take to try to regain the center of confessional evangelicalism? Now, 60 years ago, most people in this country would have said that the center of evangelicalism was Carl F. H. Henry and Christianity Today as it then was, and so on. Whether you agreed with everything or not, it was robust. It was broadly reformed. It was keen on the authority of Scripture. It commented on the breadth of evangelicalism, but was itself defined by the center. It was engaging the culture, and so on today, and so forth. But almost nobody would say that CT does that today. CT covers things even more broadly, but it can produce articles that are really wonderfully good and penetrating, and things that are really sloppy and corny, and it can't tell the difference. I mean, it's got no editorial voice out of the center, and it's hard to. I can think of many, many ministries and ministers that do, but no institution that captures that kind of role. So we asked if it was worth thinking about and what it would take. And the first thing we did then was invite just under 50 ministers. We wanted only pastors, all from Bible-teaching expository churches, all broadly reformed, but fairly broadly, from many different denominations, Baptist, Paedo-Baptist, Free Church, a couple of Anglicans, you name it. And we spent quite a lot of time praying together, thinking these things through, talking them over, reviewing the history, asking if God wanted us to do anything. And in due course, then, we constituted ourselves a 501c3 nonprofit, the Gospel Coalition. And we produced a statement of faith, which is pretty robust, and a theological vision of ministry document, which we worked over and all signed off on. And then we had our first small national conference a couple of years ago at Trinity with about 500. And we still meet on other years, and our first big national conference will be this coming April 21 to 23 in Chicago, where we expect about 4,000. And we've purposely gone off year to T4G, Together for the Gospel. They do it on the even years. We're now doing it in the odd years. And virtually all the leaders of these other groups, T4G, ACE, John Piper's DGM, and so on, they're all on our council too. So we're purposely not running competition. We're trying very hard to build one another up, to hold one another accountable, to pray for one another's ministries, and so on. But then to produce more and more material that says, listen, this is the biblically faithful gospel. You can't reestablish the center by saying, we are the center, we are the center, come and be with us. I mean, it doesn't happen, you know. The only way that you can even have any hope, humanly speaking, under God's great kindness, to reestablish the center is to articulate what it is and live it out in your churches and to provide materials and so on, so on, so on. So our website now provides about 12,000 sermons, all expository from the last 10 years of ministry of our people, all downloadable for free. We've taken over the theological journal Themelios, designed for pastors and theological students. We made it entirely digital, and that's downloadable for free. We've become the first site, too, for another organization that Trinity's connected with, Christ on Campus Initiative, where we're producing 4 or 5 papers a year for biblically literate undergraduates. We've got 5 of them out there now, all downloadable for free, and then we send them off to InterVarsity and Crusade and UCCF in Britain. Anybody wants them, it's all free. You can have it. Do whatever you want with it. And about 130 video clips now with short answers from a lot of our guys.
And we're hoping to become a clearinghouse for a lot more of these things in the future, so that we'll have our arts and letters type thing. We'll connect all the most important blogs together with RSS feeds, so that if you want to know what's on a whole lot of feeds that are evaluating things from a confessional point of view, they'll come through us. And because we're not running competition, so that if you want, for example, one of John Piper's sermons, if you hit Romans 3, 21 to 26, everything's indexed biblically and topically, then you'll find out all the people in our group that have preached on that passage. And if you pick John Piper and you hit that one, it goes immediately to his site. So if you download it, you actually get it from his site, not from ours. And then as soon as you finish downloading, it comes back to our site. So we're the index that is to everybody. We're not taking over, we're multiplying everybody's effectiveness rather than running competition. Do you see? And we're doing that with blogs and other things as well. Now there's a Facebook presence, an iPodcast, and so on. And the aim is gradually then to try to produce curricular materials, biblical materials, theological materials, that will now a Gospel Coalition network of churches that's just beginning to form. And the aim is to try to provide a safe place that is stimulating, confessional, encouraging, and who knows what God will do with it. Now our board has just passed 13 projects that we want to tackle of one sort or another, and now we're beginning to approach foundations, and obviously there's a place for donations on there because we're making everything free, but that doesn't mean it is free. It means somebody's got to pay for it. And we're doing things on a shoestring to be as faithful as possible, but if you're interested and this can be of help to you, if the material is usable at all, and if you think the thing is worth supporting in any way, then by all means take a visit, thegospelcoalition.org, and use what you can, let it be known as you can, and we'll see what the Lord will do with it. Let's pray.